have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Praise him on tonight. Hallelujah. Come on, put your sanctified hands together and give God some glory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I thank God on tonight for each and every one of you that are tuned in and those that will come back by replay. I'm telling you, God is up to something. You know, when we say that, sometimes people really don't know what they're talking about. They're just making conversation. But I'm telling you, God is up to something major in your life, but you have to be able to believe it and receive it, and it shall manifest. A lot of times we don't see the manifestations of the Father because we don't believe what he said. Lord have mercy. That'll preach right there. I'm telling you, we don't see the manifestations because we don't believe what God has already spoken. So therefore, you know, it is what it is. But I'm telling you, we're happy tonight to be with God. Amen. We're happy that we're in tune with the Spirit of the of God and what he is doing in our lives, for our lives. Amen. For the lives of his people. Amen. And we're so happy that God chose us to do what we're doing right now. So we want to thank God this afternoon, or this evening rather, for Dr. Kimmy Kim and the Galatians family. Amen. I thank God for what she does for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I thank God that everything she puts her hands to will prosper. Amen. Amen. And amen. I also want to thank God. I also want to thank God tonight for my husband. Amen. Bishop James Hunter. Amen. I give him God glory for him and his life and his willingness to make sure that I am in the right place at the right time doing what God called me to do. So listen, you can't get it no better than that when you ain't got to fuss and fight with your counterpart because they are either jealous of your anointing and they don't want you to go forth, amen, or they trying to sit on you where they don't want you to speak with us in the Lord. So I'm grateful, amen, that I don't have to worry about that, amen. And so I'm, you know, I see a lot of people and they are anointed vessels and they're just willing to, just to say they got a piece of man, to not do what, not obey with God. What they were doing before they got married, they were obeying God. And now that their husband does not want them to continue, they, you know, stop. Amen. So, but anyway, serving the Lord is going to pay off, y'all. You just got to keep serving. You just got to keep worshiping him. You got to keep praising him. You got to stay in obedience. Amen. Stay in faith. Amen. Stay in expectation. Serving God will pay off. Sometimes you don't see it right then. Sometimes you may not see it the next month, but I'm telling you, I'm a living witness. Serving the Lord will pay off after a while. Just keep working every day. Come on here. Whatever is right, God said he was going to pay. Amen. He said, I'm going to pay every man according to their work. So you just do what's right. Do what's right unto the Lord. And most watch what happens. Can you guys hear me well on tonight? Amen. Can y'all hear me pretty good? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Can y'all hear me well? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. They take the mighty slow. Amen. I think they hooked on phonics on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God. We're moving on. Come on, let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for these, your people, your beloved people, God, that you love so much. Lord God, you love us unconditionally, and we thank you this afternoon. We thank you this evening, God, that you are turning hearts. You're turning minds. You're turning situations. Oh, God, you're turning them around for the good. We thank you now that all things are working together for the good and not for the bad. Father, I thank you this evening that you will allow me to speak a word into the lives of your people, Lord. Let me speak a word that will revolutionize them, amen, to set them back on track, to get them back in alignment with you. And Father, help them to be able to apply it to their lives. And we give you thanks and praise tonight for it. In Jesus' name we say amen, amen, and amen. Glory to God. Amen. So we are in a new month. Amen. Woo, woo. We're in April. April. You know, they have a little tweet say, April showers brings May flowers. All right. So we are expecting it to rain in the month of April. And it has already came in with a bang. So we are watching as the world turns with in our governmental system. We're watching how now they are implying a lot of things concerning Donald Trump and he's being indicted, amen, and we're going through this phase. People, don't be moved by all this stuff, okay? These are the same people that voted him in. These are the same people that were his, you know, they were in alliance with him. These are the same people that were in allegiance to him, okay? So now we're, you know, the world is seeing it. I don't care. Well, I'd rather watch anything because your president ain't doing nothing and your vice president ain't did nothing all since she's been in office. Yes, I said it. Amen. So I need to at least if I can see Trump, you know, there's some action. Amen. He's doing something busy. Glory to God. So we're in a time where you guys need to go ahead and begin to pray. Ask the Lord who to put in office. Ask the Lord, because this is the season. Amen. And it's not going to be long before you have to make those choices. You need to be making them now while they're in the preliminary. Amen. So let us be wise in our dealings. Let us be aware of what we're doing. Amen. And we're thanking God for all that he has done. Amen. In the midst of it. I'm telling you, God will not have you ignorant of Satan's devices. So if anything you need to know, and you are a child of the Most High God, God will not let you be ignorant. He will always keep you ahead of the game. He will always warn you before destruction. Sometimes we just don't adhere to the warnings, amen, and we just do with it what we want to do anyway, and then, boom, you're into a brick wall. So right now, I want you guys to get your paperback Bibles. How many of you tonight have the greatest weapon of all time? All right, get your Bible. Amen. Let's go to Genesis, the 15th chapter. Amen. Genesis, the 15th chapter. Well, I don't want to go there just yet, but just go ahead and go there, and we'll get there in a minute. Unfortunately, guys, life requires a lot of waiting. And then oftentimes, on a number of occasions, we find ourselves waiting, right? I don't know about you guys, but I'm just telling you I know about me. So I'm going to go over with you a few things that, you know, that we wait on. For some of you right now, you're waiting on a financial miracle. For some of you, you're waiting on healing, right? There's some of you who, you know, you're waiting on your marriage or a relationship to be restored. There are some of you who are waiting on your future spouse. Yes, yes. Some of you are waiting on children, right? Amen. Some of you are waiting on a loved one to come to or return to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of you are waiting on a promotion. Some of you are waiting on justice. There was some injustice done, and you are waiting on God and believing God that he would give justice. Some of you are waiting on freedom. Some of you have been bound and chained and in prison in your mind, in your body, and you want to be free. Amen. You want to be free. Some of you are waiting on a fulfillment of a dream that you have dreamed. God allows you to dream a thing, and you dreamt this, and then you are waiting to see the manifestations of the very thing that you had dreamed, all right, about. Amen. Some of you are waiting on fulfillment of a promise that God made to you. And when we are waiting on a promise, oftentimes it may not show up in the same year. It may not show up in the same next 2 or 5 years. I'm telling you, the promises of God are yea and amen. And it may show up 20 years later, and it's still the promise of God. Does not mean it's not the promise. It's just, and you're like, well, it showed up 20 years later, time I didn't have. Let me say this to you. One day to us is as 1,000 days to God. Amen. So therefore, 20 years, you know, you know, so we just got to be careful how we look at it, and always remember the timing of God is totally different from our time. Glory to God. Amen. So some of you are waiting on change. Some of you are waiting on change to come Change to come. Change to come. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So some of you are waiting on answers from for direction and guidance and stuff like that. Amen. So I want you to understand that waiting can be extremely difficult and sometimes a painful process. So I'm here today, you know, to tell you when waiting on God and you're waiting on him to give you some things, you know, you have to, you have to wait and be patient. Amen. You got to be patient. Glory to God. You got to be patient throughout this process. All right. Sometimes you don't have the explanation to why we wait on God. You know, why do we have to wait? Why are we waiting on something that should have already taken place? So we thought. Amen. So we're going to just talk tonight about a few things that are people that we've read about, people that we've studied, people that we said, Lord, it couldn't be me. And so if I was to take a subject on tonight, my subject would be to say the wait is over. Can y'all say that with me? The wait is over. I'm telling you, the W-A-I-T is over. Hallelujah. If you can believe that in your spirit, receive it now. The wait is over. I ain't got to wait. I'm not waiting on nothing. I believe, God, that my change is already here. I'm tired of waiting. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm tired of being put on the back burner. I'm tired of people not understanding me. They don't understand my call. They don't understand my anointing. So I always got to wait. But no more. I'm not waiting for you to find out who I am. I'm not waiting for you to like who I am. I'm not waiting for you to see the purpose, my purpose that God has given me, my mandate, my call. I don't care if you don't get it. Honey, I'm going to do what I got to do, what God called me to do, come hell or high water. I'm going to die serving God, being in the army of the Lord. I'm going to die doing what I'm called to do in Jesus' name. Amen. And a lot of you are afraid to make those bold statements, to make those bold declarations. But I'm telling you, the wait is over. Look at your neighbor. Look at your friend. Tell them that the wait is over. If ain't nobody sitting next to you, prophesy to the chair. If ain't nobody sitting in the bed with you, prophesy to the bed. The wait is over. You can look, get in front of the mirror and point in the mirror and say to yourself, the wait is over. I'm not waiting for them to put me on no team. I'm not waiting for them to give me no promotion. I'm not waiting to be a part of their who's who's. I am who I am, and I am that God have called me to be. I'm no longer waiting. So you can keep it. Dismiss me from your groups. I thank you. Dismiss me from your circles. God bless you. Dismiss me from being on your program that you made the way. I only want to go on a program or an event that God made the way. Y'all don't hear me. Y'all don't hear me. Because, see, when man puts you up, man will take you down. But see, what they don't understand about God, when God sent me somewhere, he bent me there. And so ain't nothing they can do about it till I leave. Amen. And once I'm gone, you can do whatever you want. As long as I'm doing what God sent me there to do. Amen. Hallelujah. I feel Jesus. Hey, let's go to Genesis real quick. Genesis 15. I'm going to read a couple of verses. We just read it. Because we had to get in the Bible, 15 verses, 15 chapter. I'm going to start at the second verse. And, I'll start at the beginning. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, fear not, Abram, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Y'all, listen at that. I am thy shield. Ooh, woo! God, you're so powerful. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Didn't I just tell y'all the wait is over? The wait is over because you're about to get your reward. Y'all don't hear me tonight? God is getting ready to reward the faithful. He's getting ready to reward those who stood in position. He's getting ready to reward those who wasn't complaining. He's getting ready to reward those, even though somebody else got ahead of you, you still celebrated them. He's getting ready to reward you for your faithfulness. He's rewarding you for your diligence. He's rewarding you for your obedience. He's rewarding you even though you didn't have, you still went out your way to help somebody else. Y'all don't want to have church with me on tonight. The wait is over. The wait is over. The wait is over. The wait. And I'm not, listen, I'm saying that, and I ain't saying that for y'all. I'm talking to myself. I don't care if you don't get it, because guess what I'm learning now? People only want God when it benefits them. Other than that, they want them to pay a bill. They want them to give them a man. They want them to give them somewhere to stay. They want them to give them a car, these materialistic things. Baby, aren't you worried about your soul dying and going to hell and burning forever while we going to heaven and be living for the rest of our lives with God? Come on here. What is your plans? What do you see your future to be? What do you want your future to be? Amen. Glory to God. So when you die, you want us to say, well, she died like a dog, or he died like a dog, or do you want to say they died in the Lord? Come on. I'm ready for my exceeding reward. How many of y'all ready for your reward on tonight? And so it begins to read in verse 2. It says, and Abram said, Lord God, what would thou have? Give me, seeing I go childless. And the steward of my house is the Eliezer and Demarcus. And Abram said, behold, to me thou hast given no seed. And lo, one born in my house and is mine. So here it is. Abram, at this time, his name had not been changed, and he is talking to the Lord. But God is also telling him not to be afraid, because he is his shield and his exceeding great reward. But we see him being talking to God because he's saying, I go childless, and the steward of my house. Listen, everybody in his house, he was saying, have a child but him. Now, this is sort of crazy to me that he had his name had not been changed, but we see him right here. We see him, wanting a child, right? Glory to God. And so then verse 4 says, and behold, the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, This shall not be thine heir. Hear this. But he that shall come forth out of thine own bowels shall be thine heir. So the Lord was letting him know, I'm going to give you a child out of your own bowels. Out of your own bowels, right? But that means Abram did not have to have a child through none of his maidservants. Amen. Manservants. He didn't have to have a child that way. Glory to God. So we see he didn't have a child at this late age. So that meant, well, if we look at it in today's terms, we'll say, well, his sperm count was low. Come on, talk to me, church. Talk to me, church. And everybody was mad with Sarah, because she told her handmaiden that go sleep with her husband because she wanted a child. She couldn't even have children. So in today's terms, she needed an in vitro. Come on here. Y'all talk back to me, church. But isn't it amazing how when the very thing that wants to deplete us, God will make add back to us? I'm trying to tell you something. The very thing that will try to take you up out of here will be the very same thing God used to be a blessing to you, Lord Jesus. So anyway, we're going to read just a few more verses, and we're going to leave that alone. I'm just giving you a little scripture tonight for how the wait is over. I got to show you that this man did not have a seed at all. His name hadn't even been changed. So he couldn't, at this time, he was not the father, had not been promised the father of all, would be the father of all many nations. So he didn't have a child. He told the Lord about it. Okay. And so we read over here in verse 5, and he brought him forth abroad and said, look now towards heaven, and tell the stars if thou be able to number them. And he said unto him, so shall thy seed be. So he gave him, God has a sense of humor. He said, look on up there to the stars. And if you can number them stars, that's just how great your seed going to be. Y'all don't get it. And then he said, and he believed in the Lord, and he counted it to him for righteousness. Lord have mercy. God would take the foolish thing to confound the wise. My God. And he said unto the Lord, I am the Lord that brought thee out of earth of the Chaldees to give thee that land to inherit it. And he said, Lord God, whereby shall I know that I shall inherit it? And he said unto him, take me an heifer of 3 years old, and a she-goat of 3 years old, and a ram of 3 years old, and a turtle dove, and a young pigeon. All right, so now he's getting ready to make a sacrifice, but we ain't got to go all the way there. So let us talk about it. Let's talk about it. The wait is over. Tell somebody the wait is over. So we see Abraham was waiting on something. Well, we see Abraham was waiting on an heir, right? So his name was Abram, had to wait. So if I say Abraham, just know I'm going on future tense. Abram had to wait on God, amen, for his heir, right? Amen. He had to believe by faith, Lord have mercy, and hope that there was, you know, that there would be an heir. I'm reminded of the story that Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born. Y'all ain't talking to me. Amen. For this reason, he is considered the father of many nations. God's promise to him. But he waited for it. He didn't just get it overnight. It was many years later that he got the first heir. Listen, let me tell you something. Y'all always expecting things to be microwavable. You want stuff to pop out. Listen, like pop goes the weasel because the weasel go pop and it's there. No, honey. You ain't even processed some of the stuff you done been through in life. So you got to process this thing out, meaning that it's going to take some time. Sometimes you want it to take some time because if God was to give us some of the stuff we asked for, we would go through it. We would mess up over it. We would give it away because we're not ready for it. Sometimes God can't bless you like you want to be blessed because you haven't processed out the mess that you were going through, the mess that you was in. Hallelujah. Your mindset can't even handle what God want to do for you. Who am I talking to tonight? Glory to God. So we see here, you know, it was prophesied. It took 25 years. 25 years before it happened. Now, let's look at Sarah. She was barren, as it seems. But God, you know, told her that she would have a son. She was 90 years old. But she laughed at the idea. But as prophesied, she became pregnant. Oh, Lord, have mercy. With Isaac. Hallelujah. Remember, there's always a delay between fulfillment and purpose. Y'all remember that now. There's always a delay. Understand. Because it's a process thing that when it is fully processed, you'll have the greater, the exceeding reward. I don't want a piece of happiness when I could have the whole thing if I just wait on it. Come on, somebody. Tell your neighbor the wait is over. Glory to God. The wait is over. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about it. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to talk about Jacob for a minute. Jacob waited for Rachel. Jacob is Abraham's grandson who had to wait for his wife. And he worked a total of 20 years, I think it was, for his love, Rachel. He worked for his uncle, amen, for I think like about 7 years to marry his cousin. He was then tricked the first 7 years. And on the wedding night, his uncle switched his older daughter into the chambers because it was customary that the older marry first and not the younger. So Jacob was like 77 years old. And after spending all this time with his relatives, he finally asked for her hand in marriage, and, you know, they got together, right? Hallelujah. But he had to wait. He worked all them years, 70-some years, for his uncle, which is a crying and a shame. Amen. But he did it because that's who he loved, right? Lord have mercy. And some of y'all get with a man for 3 years and y'all ready to break up. Lord Jesus. I'm looking at preachers now. Y'all need to go sit down because I'm going to talk about it on the radio. I'm gonna talk about it on live. Watch me. Y'all preachers that can't even marry 6 months and you divorce it. Something wrong, so you married for the wrong reasons. I'm telling you, what you sow, you're gonna reap. If you got a person underhanded, if you was cheating or to get this man or this woman, it's gonna be done right on back to you. And God is allowing it to happen real quick. Amen. This man, wait, he worked, right? We're still talking about Jacob. Worked for less than what he should have to marry who he wanted. Sometimes you got to do some things to get, you got to do something that you've never done to get what you want, that what you want, right? So here he was old, you know, to us, but young at heart. And he didn't need, I can't read my writing. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. But we got to remember that Jacob was a mama's boy. He wasn't a hunter. He was a lover and not a fighter. Jacob, yeah, I remember the story about Jacob and his brother. Amen. About the birthright. You know what I'm saying? Hallelujah. He was considered sinful because he stayed closest to the tents and under his mama. So I guess after his father died and he had, you know, to fetch for himself, he was put to the ultimate test to grow up. So what he didn't do when he was home with his parents, he paid for, you know, for that at his uncle's house. I tell you, children, you know, Lord have mercy, you want to grow up so fast. But, you better understand what you're putting down, amen. Because what when you are going and you're doing things that is going contrary to the will of God or to your parents' rules, if you leave wrong, sometimes you can't come back. Amen. You got to leave right so you can come back right. Amen. All right, so next we're going to talk about Peninnah. I'm just trying to give y'all background. Peninnah was a devil agent sent to torment Eknath's wife, Hannah. Amen. Hannah showed us deep trust in God. She showed us such a deep trust in God. Amen, and to God answered her prayers, and how she showed us how to deal with that prideful, arrogant, and foolish nature of a man. She was a woman in deep pain, a woman who worried, you know, because she couldn't give her husband a child. She was barren as well, but she continued to pray and to go to the temple and pray, sometimes even silently, until she was considered drunk by the priest. Often, often over determination can be misunderstood. Your determination can be misunderstood by others. God closed Hannah's womb up, you know. He also blessed her with a male child that she asked for. Her womb was closed. It was closed by him. He opened it when he got ready. Amen. She told her husband, you know, she says, the husband asked her, what was the child's name going to be? She said, Samuel. Samuel means because I have acts of God. Amen. She refused to take him to the temple until he was weaned off her breast. And once this happened, she released him to go to the temple. He was trained by Eli, the prophet. Y'all know Eli. And when Eli's eyes were going dim, God was raising up prophet Samuel, a young child. Amen. We as parents must give your children back to God at an early age, not when they get grown, but while they're young. Every woman, you know, wants to give her son, her husband, a male child, and every man wants a male child to carry his namesake. Amen? However, sometimes it doesn't happen that way. All right? We're going to talk about Joseph for a minute. Glory to God. Joseph had to wait through many troubles because he received vindication, justice, and freedom. He had to wait on his dreams to be fulfilled and wait to reunite with his family, especially his father. Unfortunately, we don't always have the same outcome when we are wrong. A lot of people don't have the same outcome being justified, amen, or vindicated, right? Some people are in jail or in prison because for something that they never done, and sometimes 20, 30 years. You know, then sometimes the state will pay them a stipend. When they first started doing it, it was big money. You know, because these people have spent their whole lives behind bars, 30 years, 40 years, you know, and that's sad. And no vindication. So, you mean you tell me it take you that long? If you can look at a camera and see who's who,
and see the whole thing in action. You mean tell me it's going to take you 40 years to find some evidence? No, you just sometimes be ugly, meanful, hurtful, and throw stuff away. But God got a way to vindicate us. Y'all better hear what I'm telling y'all on tonight. The wait is over. Glory to God. The wait is over. So a lot of times, you know, getting to see the consequences of our offenders may be, you know, used to take a long time. Amen. But it don't take God that long. You know what I'm saying? Amen. It used to be like when people dog you out, the next, it takes years before you see like it's like you've been vindicated. But it doesn't take that long anymore. Some of us are waiting on God right now to right some wrongs. Amen. God is our vindicator. Remember, delay is it always comes between the fulfillment and the purpose. All right? Now we're going to talk about Mary, the mother of Jesus, who was waiting on the fulfillment of the promise that her son would be the Messiah. Mary held on to a promise from God for 30 years that her child would be the Messiah. How many times or how many years can y'all wait on a child? Mm-hmm. Or a promise that God has spoken over your life? How did she do it? By keeping an account. We don't know if she made you know how we like writing it down and, you know, no, we don't know if she did it a whole, you know, made an account that way. But we remembered a treasure memory of it. She actually wrote it down in a diary style, Luke 2:19. But Mary treasured up all the things and pondered them in her heart. You know, and there are times we can't talk about certain things to people because situations, you know, may be different. You have to keep it to yourself. You got to keep it in your heart because people will say it. Don't take all of that. You crazy. You drunk. And many teachers us that we should hold on to the promise no matter what, right? You know, and if we believe it at first, hold on to it. No matter what nobody else thinks, you have to consistently remind yourself of what the Lord has already spoken. Now, Jesus was waiting, you know, to start his ministry. Amen. And he started his ministry at a young age. He started out in ministry at 12 years old. And he was from 12 to 33. By 33, he had become the world's famous person. Amen. All right, so we got to wait on the fulfillment of what, you know, what we are and the purpose and the reason of who we are and the reason why we were put here to do what we were called to do. I just want to declare this evening in almost my closing, I want to declare, glory to God, over you that the wait is over. Some of you have been waiting patiently. Some of you stood the test of time. They said you wasn't going to make it. They said you was a fool. You took too much off of him, and you let him do you like that, or your best if you walked in and walked the dog with you. Yeah, I can understand they're hurt because they saw you hurt, but guess what? They don't know what God want to do for you on the other side. Come on here. You cheered others on. You celebrated others when they got the position that you had been waiting on for years. But God created a position for you, right? I came tonight to tell you that it's your season. It is your season. It is your set time. And it is time for you to walk into your season. Don't be afraid to walk in it. God's got your back. Keep looking forward. He's trying to propel you forward. And you don't have time to worry about what nobody think about it but God. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. We waste time trying to see, well, I want to see if my best, if they are going to celebrate me, if they happy for me. Don't worry about it. Because 9 times out of 10, they're not going to celebrate you. They'll celebrate you when others celebrating you, but when it's you one-on-one, they don't even mention it. Why? Because they're jealous. Glory to God. We are in a time where God is blessing the saints. Amen? Hallelujah. The wait is over. It's time for you to say and for you to know that the wait is over. Blessings are around the corner. I'm trying to tell you, you're about to receive the biggest blessing of your life. The wait is over. I know you've been
hallelujah, feeling bad in your body. Hallelujah. But God is here to heal you. I know you've been going through some hard times, some situations that were unbearable, that would seem like they were breaking you. They were breaking you down mentally. They were breaking you down physically. And nobody knew what was going on. And even in your finances, you had a major drought. It was like you had started all the way back over. Times got worse than you've seen in years. But I'm trying to tell you, that's how you know you're about to get something that you never had. Because listen, before the blessing, before your major breakthrough, before your biggest blessing, you're going to look like nothing is moving. God ain't talking. God ain't speaking. God ain't with you. It's going to look like a drought. Ain't nobody present. Ain't nobody there when you need them. And that's to let you know, that's an indicator that you are on the verge or on a brink of a breakthrough. Lord, have mercy. Who am I talking to tonight? Ah, Lord, have mercy. He's here to give you the victory, y'all. I want you not to quit. I don't want you to give up. Amen. I want you to stand in the race, face the adversity, walk through the fire, walk through the flood, whatever you got to walk through to get to the other side. Hallelujah. Because listen, the wait is over. And that's why Satan throwing hell at you. That's why Satan is fighting you. That's why your adversary is mad at you. Because the enemy is mad because you, listen here, your wait is over. Your waiting season is over. You ain't got to wait no more. The things that God had promised you are right here. Hallelujah. You just got to open up your eyes and see them. They're right here in your view. You can touch them. They're tangible. You ain't got to look at them from afar off. God is allowing you to see them with your own lenses. Come on here. Ah, glory to God. They're right there. My God. I got destination in my view. What kind of destination you got in your view? Hallelujah. Yes, the road gets bumpy. Yes, yes. But you got to press through. Come on here. Press your way through. Hallelujah. If you can just get through the process and get to the other side, you're going to see victory. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the wait is over, y'all. Whatever he promised you, he's going to do it. Whatever he said, he's going to make it come to pass. I'm telling you, it's your time. Hallelujah. This is the timing where the sun is shining. Don't let nobody fool you. Don't let nobody steal rain on your shine. Come on here. This is the time where the wait is over. Ah, the Lord have mercy. You have waited upon the Lord. The word said, they that wait upon the Lord, he shall renew your strength. You shall mount up on wings as eagles. You shall run and not get weary. You shall walk and not faint. Why? Because your waiting season is over. Bible declares, it says, let us not get weary in doing good. In due season. I declare tonight that it is your due season, and you're getting ready to reap the exceeding great reward if you faint not. So brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, don't faint. Don't quit. God is getting ready to fulfill the promises that he's already made to you. I'm telling you, your wait is over. The wait is over. The pressure is over. The wait is over. You ain't got to worry about it because it's over. Somebody say to yourself, the wait is over. Say that the wait is over. And say it to your meaning. Say it to your feeling. Say it till it does something to your spirit, man. The wait is over. I'm tired of being sick and tired. I'm tired of being lied on. I'm tired of being mistreated. I'm tired of being talked about. I'm tired. I'm tired. I'm tired of being overlooked. I'm tired of being ostracized and criticized. I'm telling you, your wait is over. Yet it will shine. The sun is shining. Yes, it is. Hallelujah. God is about to shine on you. The wait is over, and he's going to show you off as his masterpiece. Lord, have mercy. Who am I talking to this evening? Glory, 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 glory. The wait is over. I'm closing the paperback Bible. The wait is over. 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 And I hope tonight that you've gotten something out of the word of the Lord on tonight. Y'all come on, let's give the Lord a hand clap of praise. Hallelujah. Let's celebrate Jesus. Come on, put your sanctified hands together and celebrate our King. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. This is... Yes, Lord.
this is the Holy Week. Amen. And, you know, we want you guys to be safe, you know, to be excited. I'll tell you, you know, I don't believe in pagan holidays. We don't celebrate them as well. But we do celebrate his death. Well, his birth, his death, and his resurrection, okay? So we celebrate it. Now, with the timing of how the preacher, he went down on a Friday night. He stayed there 3 days. All 3 days, yes, he did. That Sunday morning, he got up out of the grave with all power of heaven and earth in his hand. I done heard that so much, and I'm 56, and I know y'all done heard it too. I done heard it enough till it don't add up. It does not compute with my terminology, but with my knowledge and about my wisdom, that doesn't add up. So that's the only thing, you know, I refute that. But anything else, you know, I'm excited about. We know he got up, okay? We, you know, because it's so hard to, with the seven other books of the Bible that is not in this Bible, it's sort of hard to really, you know, put things into place. That's why you had scientists to be trying to study all this stuff. But anyway, I know he died, and I know he rose again, and that's all I need to know. He got up. Hallelujah, with all power in his hands. So right now we're going to go ahead and we're going to want you guys to come on. We're going to open up the phone lines, and I need for you to tell me what city and state that you're chiming in from. Amen. Once you hear me speak to someone, you'd be everybody else mute your phones. And after then, we will go from there. Amen. Speaking to you guys on tonight. We love everybody. Dr. Kim and Kim, let's open up these phone lines. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle. Dr. Sylvia Hunter, Minister KB from the Brookhaven location. Just made it in from J-Town. Thank you, Jesus. But the
Hallelujah.
Word was wonderful. It was awesome. I thank you for that word on tonight. The wait
Amen.
Is over. Thank you, Lord God.
Yes,
the wait is over. Thank you, God.
Yes,
the
it
wait
is
over.
Yes,
in the name
it
of
is.
Jesus.
Yes, it
God.
Is.
Oh, Jesus.
Go ahead.
That was all
yes,
of
ma'am. Go.
That was all of me. You was at my door, on my porch, in my window. You was right there. Thank you, Jesus. I appreciate you.
Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you, listen, for tuning in with me. Amen. And the wait is over, and God wants you to know it. Amen. He wants you to know it. And it's like God keeps giving you word. Let me tell you, if he keeps giving you word, you so close. And if you sneeze, it's there. You so close. And sometimes, you know, I know you're the apostle. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't feel it. I don't know, Apostle. All right, you said it all right. Just listen, let me have enough faith for you. Come on here. Sometimes you got to have somebody that's riding with you that's got more faith than you. Come on here. Because sometimes we can be going through a hard season, and we don't have, you know, our faith is weakened. The Bible says he gave every man a measure of faith. So you got faith. But I'm just saying sometimes we need somebody that's like, you know, that got that crazy kind of ridiculous kind of faith like me. And I can just say, all right, I got you. I'm going to have more faith for you. Amen. Lord, increase our faith. But I got some for you because I see it. I see it. I see
Jesus.
It. I see it. I see it. I see it. And another thing, y'all, when God bless y'all, he wants to, when he does it, and the Bible says the blessings of the Lord which make it rich and add no sorrow. When you get those kind of blessings, he does not want you to revert and go back. He does not want you to get bigoted, to have a nasty attitude, stop sowing, stop giving, stop helping. Those are the things you have to watch out for, because money, the Bible says a fool and his money will soon depart. So we thank the Lord for each for you on tonight. Thank you for tuning in. God bless you. Hallelujah.
God bless you. I love you.
Love you more. Amen. God bless you. Hallelujah. Good evening, calling you on the air with the apostle.
Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening, Dr. Apostle Sylvia Hunter. This is Jamaica. I'm calling from Mobile, Alabama. I want to thank God for the message on tonight. Truly bless me, and the wait is over.
Yes, it is. Yes, Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. The wait is over. Amen. Amen. Yes, it is. Amen. And I hope that you let it resonate in your spirit. Amen. Amen. It's important, y'all. It's important to not just hear the word, but let it move you. Let it make change. Let it bring forth change. Because if change is never brought, deliverance is never there. You know, people say, I'm delivered. How are you delivered? And you still the same mean, ugly, hateful person you've been all your life. Glory to God. When deliverance shows up, change is there. You hear me? When deliverance,
amen,
real deliverance show up, you're going to change. But I thank God tonight that the wait is over for you. There are some things you've been waiting on. You've been waiting and anticipating. And God, he's answering your prayers. And these last 3 years, God have been doing you like this, boom, boom, boom. So you got to keep on to the finish line. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for tuning in. God bless you on tonight.
God bless you. God bless you.
All right. Yeah. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening,
Good evening, Father.
Go ahead. Let's go. This is Case from Mobile, Alabama. And I'm really happy for the word tonight. Your word has blessed my soul on tonight. And I just want to say thank you.
Amen. You're welcome. Thank you for tuning in with me on tonight. And just believe in your heart that the wait is over. You got to confess it, you got to believe it, and you got to receive it. If you can confess it and then believe, then you can receive. So the wait is over. Thank you for tuning in with me on tonight. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you.
You're welcome. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, Apostle Dr. Sylvia Hunter. This is Minister Emma from Brookhaven, Mississippi, and I thank you for that word on tonight because the Lord had promised me a lot of things, and I believe the wait is over, and I receive it, and I just thank you for it in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Yes, it is. It is over. Amen. So we just got to believe it and put it to you. You know, put it, make sure, you know, it marinates in your spirit, but mainly tell the Lord, you know,
amen.
Lord, I thank you that the wait is over. A lot of times, y'all don't confess stuff enough. Your confessions are dead. So because you don't confess, you don't use your confessions, you don't declare and decree things over your life, then you don't have them. So we thank God, amen, for you on tonight, for tuning in. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you, and I love you.
Love you more.
Good night.
Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle.
Good evening, mother. This is Ronnie's calling from Houston, Texas. Wait, it is over. Thank you, Lord.
Yes, it is, child. It's time to listen here. Pack your bags. Get the stepping, high stepping. Come on here. Be a high step in the Lord. Amen. Because God is doing a new thing.
Amen.
A new thing he's doing in you. The wait is over. This is now God's unveiling, Ronice, of who you are in him. He's unveiling you, revealing you to us, but he's unveiling you in his presence because where he has groomed you and fashioned you for such a time as this, the wait is over. It's over for real. You're going to find out that people are going to hear say these things to you, mock my words. Oh, you done changed so much. I didn't know you believed like this. I didn't even know you was a praying woman. You just changing. You're not the same. And some may even say you're not fun anymore, but that's because you were sinning. Come on here. It's when you change the new leaf and you don't want to sin no more, you want to learn more of your Father and you want to use demonstration of his goodness and of his mighty acts, then people want to say, you know,
amen,
you're different. But you're not. Yeah, you are different. You are a new creation in God. He has made you over again. So tonight I thank God for you. Amen. Thank you for tuning in with me on tonight. Go in peace. You're welcome.
Love you.
Good evening. I love you more. Good evening, caller. You're on the air with the apostle. Amen. Well, we thank the Lord for those of you who've already spoken or spoke up. Amen. For those of you that are listening, we thank God for you as well. Amen. We want to take this opportunity for those of you who would like for me to come to your city or your state. Amen. For any engagements, you know, conferences,
symposiums, just a lot of things, whatever, you know, a relationship coach, spiritual counseling. Look me up on Facebook, Sylvia Hunter, amen, or you can go to Dr. Sylvia Hunter's page on Facebook, amen. You look me up for relationship coach, for relationship counseling. You can go to Married to Ministry and book an appointment with me. Amen. We are excited about what God is doing. And if you're in our area, in the Mobile area, Florida, Mississippi, and all the surrounding areas, April the 15th, we're having a vision board party, amen, where we're going to show the people how to write their visions and so that their visions can speak and not lie. And those who come behind them will be able to take it on if they had to, all right? So we're going to do that, and then the next vision party is going to be for entrepreneurs. We're going to make sure that God's people have outlets so that they can be able to get ahead, that they can be able to purchase land, houses, or whatever with using other people's money. So we just want to make sure that right now we just want to make sure that, you know, again, if you're in our area on the 15th of April, we want you to come to our vision board party. Y'all reach out to me. If you you need me to for counseling, if you need a pastor, some of you may be listening that need a covering. If you need our ministry to cover yours, whatever have you, seek us out. Amen. We're thankful and grateful to God for all that he's doing, all that he's about to do. Amen. We're looking to bring on tour Married to Ministry. We're taking it on tour to a city near you. And we pray that you be one of the cities or states that we come to. Amen. So with all of that being said, I want to thank you guys for always tuning in with me. Amen. And y'all, when I get off this phone, I'm about to raise the roof to these people. But anyway, it is the end of our segment on tonight. So Dr. Kimmy Kim, it's been real. I'll meet you guys back here next Tuesday. Same Jesus time, same Jesus station. Shalom.
She had a dream that she could do it. Somehow she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind, she was so focused. Doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself.
Believe in yourself. You can do it. Believe in yourself. Ain't nothing to it.
Believe in yourself. Even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself. Even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. That you can when you can. She was diagnosed with cancer. Going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could. Getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself. Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, yeah, you can. Let nobody tell you that you can. When
nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Oh, let nobody tell you that you can when you can.